And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anchors, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, are we going to have a fun show for you today. It is a packed house in the studio with some great friends. We are talking about, collectively, one of our most favorite places to fish in the whole world, and that's Cedros Island. With Cedros Sport Fishing, it's going to be a great time. Rosie and RH, number two, we're going to be having a fun show, you guys. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sports Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live at 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get 2 additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This President's Day, your San Diego County Ford dealers proudly salute you during the Ford President's Day sell-a-thon. Right now, get limited-time deals across Ford's award-winning lineup. The lineup features the versatile Ford Bronco Sport and the rugged Ford Bronco, built for every adventure, the capable Ford Explorer, and even the iconic Ford Mustang. It's your chance to save. Find the perfect Ford SUV designed with the power and utility you need now during the President's Day sell-a-thon. Everything ends February 16th, so don't wait. Hurry into your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.
All right, well, back to Let's Talk Hookup here. Having a great time with Rosie and Jeff this morning, talking Cedros Sport Fishing. Rosie, so good to have you back in the studio here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. It's always so good to be here with you guys.
I always get excited when I look at the schedule and see, you know, when it's a when Pete's out of town and he's trying to, you know, utilize this incredible, like, warm stretch of weather that Montana's having, and I've been getting all those good pictures of trout. And that show's going to be on cruise. That's on cruise control, you know, like, all we need to do is turn the microphones off, say the word Cedros Sport Fishing and Calico Bass, and I'll just sit back and Corey and Rosie can talk about the greatest place in the world to get to go fishing, and then 2 hours later I'll turn the microphones back off.
There you go.
We'll have ourselves a show.
Ain't it great?
Barney, pretty darn easy to talk about one of the most amazing things that we're fortunate to do, thanks to you and Cedros.
Amazing.
I don't even know what to say. Yeah, I thought the same thing. Like, how can it get better? How can it get better? And you guys always to just, Rosie's like, I can't imagine, Jeff. I cannot imagine what it's got to be like to corral Miss Flowers. Because, like, it's perfect. I mean, Cedros Sport thing is just perfect. And it's perfect for every person except for Rosie. Like, no, we can make it better. We can make it better. We can do this. And I know you have been up to some things this year, and I can't wait. I can't wait to have 2 hours to get to talk to you. So anyways, I know I can speak half myself and Corey. We're excited to have you in the studio this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We have some great things coming your way.
So you guys are just like the sport boat fleet. You know, everybody behind us here in the world headquarters has got wrenches turning and sanders running and paintbrushes flying. And, you know, it's maintenance time for our fleet getting ready for fishing. And it's sure no different for you guys down at Cedros here, huh?
Exactly. You know, if anyone's been on our social media, you will know. But if you have 20 at the Fred Hall show, we announced that we were building a new lodge.
Right.
And then, you know, things had happened, and we were approached by another gentleman who had an existing lodge that wasn't being used. And, you know, he says, why don't you use my lodge? Well, we did. But I tell you what, there's nothing better. You know, if you're renters and you rent a place, I mean, your goal is to always own your own home.
Sure.
Well, we decided it was time to own a lodge again. So, you know, we had two bungalows built.
Right.
A bungalow. We decided, or, you know, walls are going up, things. We have a brand new lodge for this season.
No way.
So,
okay.
Official.
Awesome. And how far will that be from existing lodge number one?
Right next to it.
Kidding me. Right. So lodge number two was, I don't know, a 3-minute walk?
No, it was a little longer than that. It was a little longer than that. It was at the top of the hill. Yeah. But, you know, there were just things that you guys know about.
Yeah.
That just like, you know, we want to tweak that, or we want to tweak that, or, you know, we want the screen doors to be the proper screen doors and close properly. But it was hard to do that. So, you know, it's time to take care of ourselves. The new bungalows are gorgeous. If you saw them, you know, on our social media, they're great. Two more bungalows going out in with a beautiful lanai veranda in the back. And don't have to go up the hill. The hill can be a little bumpy going to top. A couple little buttons stuff. Not anymore. We got top.
Yeah, it used to be two passway one. It was your coast ride with one. With what they're doing down now, was, you know, it got her print on it. And obviously with the team that she's working with, is bringing a new look.
That's cool.
Room. The view is on an off.
It's my favorite part.
This
is a sea bass. Not cat year. We caught white sea bass.
And it's not uncommon, right? I mean, the nice white sea bass where you're calico fishing or whatever, you catch a nice 30, 40 pound sea bass. But there were so many this past season.
It was unbelievable.
In school, you know, down to 12, 15 pounders.
Yeah.
Which,
to bring it back to your point, we were down there a couple years ago. A friend of mine, Greg, and I, we were fishing, and we were catching fish, but they were getting off, and we couldn't figure out what was going on. I mean, you know, it was a weird day kind of thing. And over, and I looked over the rail, and it was solid white sea bass about 12 to 15 inches long, and you couldn't see through them. Now, this last year, they grew up. Apparently, they did.
Yeah.
And to tell you how thick they were, even I got a couple. Had to be good.
I mean, it was so funny, because like a few years ago, you know, people were real focusing on halibut. It started with two guys focusing on halibut, and they brought up that 50-pounder, and we posted it. And then all of a sudden, everyone, you know, the light bulb went on, and they're like, oh, we're going to get halibut. And then we had 2 years of halibut, 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 gorgeous, beautiful, yummy, yummy halibut. And they're still there, don't get me wrong. I mean, our friend, our brother-in-law, Jimmy Hughes, always tells us those halibut are stacked like pancakes down there. And that was all great. And then all of a sudden this year, the white sea bass. So I'm really curious to see what we're going to have next year.
It was such a fun sea bass season, and such a fun way that you were catching them. Or I should say, like, there were so many ways to catch them.
Guys
would be surprised while fishing for yellowtail. Guys would take Corey's new big flukes and target them that way. You could catch them slow trolling a live bait.
Yeah.
You could really spend, you know, you could tell your captain, hey, you know, I really want to go try for sea bass, and you likely were going to go catch a limited sea bass.
We had guys putting bait on yo-yo irons and putting them down. White sea bass.
Amazing. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, people say, well, what am I going to catch them on? Anything. You'll catch them on anything. You know, there was just no rhyme or reason to it. They all just wanted to come over the rail.
I think it boasts the health of the island. Like, there's so much sardine and bait fish around that island. It just amazes
me. Well, and it has a little bit to do with, you know, being in that biosphere closure and the bait boats not being able to come in and scoop up all the bait. So where there's bait, there's fish.
It's protected as far as... I mean, there is a commercial fishery. Like, they can hand line or rod and reel yellowtail or whatever, but they can't bring in the big boat and mop it up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch the progression of the kelp coming back, the way the current comes down, hits the north end of the island, swirls at the bottom, and the bait life down there. And for those who've been down there and seen it, it's not acres of bait. It's miles of bait.
It is.
And when you're fishing, you're like, oh, well, how can I catch a fish
with all that
50,000 tons of sardines swimming around? It's amazing. Those fish like an iron. You can put a big hook and a mackerel. You know, you can get down below the stuff with, you know, a swim bait. and they're still alive. They still bite. It's amazing that what goes on down there.
There were spots 3 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago the last time I was there, but it was 3 years ago that I had seen sardine. There were schools of sardine that would have loaded the EBCO, and I'm not even joking, 25, 30 times over. Like, enormous.
I'll never forget it. With, Howard Hodda, I'm sure a bunch of you guys know Howard. He goes down there fishing a bunch, and he grabbed a bait, and it was a mackerel. He put the mackerel on the to measure it.
Yeah.
It was over a foot long.
That's come on.
The mackerel.
Jeez.
And he tied that thing on. He's, I'm going to give me a big one.
Yeah.
You know, but he said that. I was just giggling.
You know, it's like those things make their living picking off sardines and baits. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't seem to matter how many endless schools are that, you know, your two fish jig surface iron or your swim bait coming through. Like, it's the odd one. Like, it's the odd man out, you know, and as long as it swims good. Like, they were built from Mother Nature to pick off the one that's not as good as everything else in the school. So
that's right.
It's an amazing place. And how many times have you sat on top of the wall with or in the rocking chair overlooking the cliff with your feet up and a cold one in your hand after a great day, and all of a sudden you look down and you see a big spot of yellows pushing bait up and boiling around. I mean, from the, that scenario plays out time and time again.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Best view in the world.
Yeah, there was a fisherman who went down on the beach right down below the lodge and ended up with a 40-pound yellowtail on an iron.
From the beach?
From the beach.
Come on.
Wow. From the beach. Yeah, from the beach.
How crazy.
And there's so many times that it's usually Javier will send me a video of the yellowtail pushing the bait actually towards the beach.
Incredible.
And you see these yellowtail crashing on the beach. And it's
and so that's from right below the lodge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So, Rosie, I mean, we've been fortunate enough to come with you several times. I know so many of our listeners have, but there's a lot of people who still haven't had the opportunity. We hear it all the time. It's my bucket list. Give us a rundown. What's a trip like? How does things start? How does a Cedro sport fishing trip work for somebody who hasn't been lucky enough to go yet and it's on their mind of wanting to go?
Well, the first thing I would say is just relax and let me do all the work.
Yeah.
And
that's the honest truth.
That's the truth, man. Yeah, it's so true, Corey.
It's so streamlined.
Yeah, yes. This week I have signed up probably about a dozen brand new anglers, and they're like, well, what do I do about parking? What do I do about the CBX thing? What do I do? What do I do? I don't know. You know, do I meet you in the Tijuana airport? It's like, no. You know, you meet me on the U.S. side at the Cross Border Express. I have all of your paperwork done. You basically show up with a few fishing rods and some tackle and a backpack full of, you know, clothes, and I take care of the rest. You know, meet you at the CBX. We have a concierge service that once I got you guys all gathered and go through your paperwork, we send you across, you know, 390-foot sky bridge. Hugo and Michelle pick you up on the other side, guide you through customs and immigration right to the airplane, you know, hour and 45 minutes south. We got those two brand-new Cessna Grand Caravans that are just a little bit faster than the old one, so we get you down there even quicker. Takes care of all the ground transportation. Once you guys land, our crew will, you know, grab everything, put it in the back of our trucks, get you in air-conditioned van, about 15 minutes to the to one of the two lodges, you know, 20 minutes if you stop for beer on the way. And you know, we take care of everything from, you know, your pongas, your meals, your Gatorade, sodas, soft drinks, waters, you know, whatever it may be. And then, you know, a typical day fishing is, you know, you probably get up around 5:15, have some coffee, eat your meal. We really like to get you down to the harbor right around 6 a.m., get you on out there. You know, most people normally go for some yellowtail in the morning, and then once they have their limit of that, hopefully not by 6:30.
It can be done too fast. I mean, it literally can. Like, there are times when it's just like, okay, well, it's not 7 yet. You know, like, most days at most fishing places, especially in Mexico, haven't even started yet. And, like, we have 15 yellowtail on the boat already, and I'm already tired. Like,
and I tell guys, I say, look, you know, in the morning, if it's not a 20-plus pounder, 25-pounder, you know, let it go.
Or think about it anyway.
Yeah, think about letting it go. You know, it's like you got the rest of the day to get that 25 to 40-pounder. You know, it's like, something to take a picture with, you know, something to hang on your wall in the office, you know what I mean? So, but it's like, yeah, you know, get your yellowtail in the morning and then figure out, you know, let's go to, you know, the white sea bass or halibut or, you know, we got a lot of people that are really into sheephead. I love sheephead, you know, and then it's like hang out there and then go and catch a couple hundred calico bass.
I love it, man. Yeah. I love it. God, I like this place.
Got my attention.
That made my hair and my arm.
Right. I have a bunch of guys that all they do is go down and they just catch and release calico bass all day. Don't even bring a fillet home, but they catch and release calico bass all day long.
Why does that sound like Tommy? Yeah, right.
Well, there you go, Tommy. Tommy and a...
Yeah,
we're so fortunate at the tackle store to have, you know, so many of your guests come through wanting information about the place and the fishing, and I've been lucky enough to be with you so many times. You know, guys will be like, well, how many MC swim baits do I need to bring? And it's like, man, you are asking the most gray area question that could exist. You know, and you just start going down the list. Well, you know, I mean, I know you don't know, you're not there yet, but what are your aspirations? Like, are you planning on just banging away at calico bass the whole time, or is that just going to be an incidental as some of the things that you're there for? I mean, you can get away with, you know, a few handfuls of MC swim baits and be fine, or you can run through a few handfuls the first day, and if, you know, if you want to, it's just, it's paradise, man. It's fisherman's paradise, you know. And
it really is.
And then, you know, if you're a calico bass nut, you know, Corey turned us all into all the different things, like, you know, well, maybe you should fish a weedless, and, you know, the good thing about his baits compared to some of the others is they're tough, and you can get a few more fish out of them than maybe some of the others, and it's just fun. I just love it. I love it so much. And you can say the same thing about all of it. The yellowtail, you know, if you're a diehard surface iron guy, like, yeah, man, you better bring more than three jigs with you, you know, and if you're, it's just great.
Tie some good knots. Learn how to tie some really good knots and use heavier line.
I love this place, man. And then I'm getting so excited right now. I just love it, man.
And the heavier line end is the key, too.
Oh,
I mean, it is.
Heavier leaders and whether you're yellow fishing or calico.
They're not line shy, though. No, the fish just really aren't. And, you know, it's like there's so many guys I'll say, bring 40, but, you know, make sure you got 50, 60. We have one guy, Greg.
We use 80.
80 to 80, you know, and they're like, well, but I want to catch. No, you will.
Sounds like they're from the Corey Sandin School of Things.
Heavier is better.
You know, well, you want to get it to the boat.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of us grew up fishing here in Southern California or somewhere along the coast, and we go out on a boat, sport boat, private boat, excuse me, and you're throwing surface iron. You're throwing 30 pound, maybe 40, right? You go down there and you realize immediately, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You're under gun.
Because you're fishing, realistically, most people who can throw an iron can throw it at least 100 feet, right? I mean, that's only three ponga lengths, right? I mean, it's pretty hard not to be able to do that. You're fishing in water that's less than that.
Yeah.
So immediately, if you hook a fish on the first two cranks on the handle, you're at a disadvantage. Because that fish heads straight down, and his home is around kelp, rocks, pinnacles, anything sharp. They're banging their faces on the bottom. And if you're not set up with the proper gear to win that battle, you're going to come out on the losing end.
Yeah.
And exactly on that point, we were fishing with Martine the last time, and we were hooking the monster yellow. I mean, none of them were under 30, you know, up to mid-40s or whatever, up at the north end. And and we were in 50 feet or less.
Yes.
Yeah.
And hooking these fish at the extent of a cast, the yellow would just take you down in the junk and get you stuck in the junk. And once I got it out, it happened to me not just a few times. It happened, honest to God, 10 times in a morning.
Oh, yeah.
The jig would come out.
Okay.
And what's attached instantly? A 5-pound calico.
Every
single time.
What a way to get a lure down. That was very smart of you. That was a great call. Well, as you can hear, we have the best show with some great friends talking about an unbelievable place, and that's Cedro Sport Fishing at Cedros Island. We're going to have a great time, and, boy, this is going to be a fun one, Corey.
Lots of fun, Rick, and just one of those mornings you love to be in the studio talking what beautiful place on the earth, and that's Cedros, right? And let's do it, man. Join us. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. Kyle's waiting for your call. Or you can text us via the app. And that's only done through the app. It's right there. It says text the show. And And you do want to make sure you leave your name and telephone number, a way to get a hold of you, because at the end of the show, we're going to have RH or Rosie flip the coin, and we're giving away, God, man, I love these days, man, Costa sunglasses.
How about that?
Giving away a pair of Costas.
Can we win?
Right? And it just happens to be the Reef and Pro with the gray frame and the gray silver mirrored 580 lens.
It's my combo, man. Yeah. That's what I'm wearing right now. I love
it.
It's just such a great neutral pair of glasses. And if you're a Southern California person, it's perfect, man. I love it.
Is.
Yeah, what you say? What a cool opportunity. We're going to see Jeff scramble out of here and go call us from the parking lot, I'm sure, at some point. Yeah.
He's already texting me.
What I want to know is do you have them at the shop?
We do.
There you go.
Yeah, Jeff needs to get a pair of glasses. So bad.
Well, so again, give us a call at 833-288-0973 or send us a text via the app. We're going to be right back talking Sagro Sport Fishing when we return on the Let's Talk a Cup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, John Lean cod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Come see Baker Marine at the PCS show in Costa Mesa and Del Mar to explore the full Fujinon binocular lineup and take advantage of the fantastic show specials, only from Baker Marine. Need the best? Fujinon Staviscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Techno Stabby TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even through rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast and services all brands of binoculars. They also have super lightweight stabilized binoculars for hunting and other outdoor activities. Visit Baker Marine at PCS Costa Mesa and Del Mar shows and take advantage of the exclusive show specials. Or stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego. Learn more at BakerMarine.com. BakerMarine.com.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com. All right, welcome back. Rosie, you got it down. That's you. Hookup right there. Yeah, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And stoked to be in the studio today talking such a beautiful place. And not only beautiful, but fun fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to join us, 833-288-0973 is the way to reach us via the fan. Kyle's waiting for your call. Again, 833-288-0973. That happens to be one open line. And you can send us a text via the app.
And like you said at the beginning of the show, man, not only your chance to talk to Rosie, talk to Jeff about an amazing place to go fishing, but just such a killer prize. One lucky caller or texter, as Corey said, decided by that coin flip at the end of the show, is getting themselves a brand new pair of Costa Del Mars. It's going to be a fun day for sure. Well, let's jump into the phones. I know everybody's excited to talk to Rosie. Let's get it started, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Dave? Dave calling from Anza. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Rosie and RH. Yeah, really enjoy the times I've been down there. And the one thing I always kind of wondered, since you're on that remote island way down in Mexico, everything seems to always be running so smooth. What are some of the logistics you have to go through to keep yourself supplied and up and running during the course of the season?
Well, I tell you, one of the things I an analogy of how I do this, and it's crazy, is, you know, when you see the duck going smoothly across the water, and underneath the water, you see him paddling like the Dickens. Well, that's us. And I tell you, it starts probably a good solid 6 weeks to 2 months before the season, getting all the waters, the Gatorades, the paper towel, the TP, all that stuff, the sundries that need to go down from Ensenada, driven in a cargo, like a U-Haul type of thing, box truck, down to Guerrero Negro to get on one of the salt transport ships to get it across. And even things you guys don't realize is, like, our vans, they get shipped back across. They get serviced in Ensenada or somewhere down there.
Sure.
They go back down, have to be shipped back over.
And that's all done on the salt mine.
Transport.
Really, on the barges.
Yeah,
okay.
The barges. So it's like all of that crazy stuff that has to be done that people don't even see. And, you know, even like during the season, it's like, you know, getting down, you know, your steaks and, you know, all the food stuffs. It's crazy.
And I can't imagine, like, if you want to build something like you are, like a 2x4.
Totally. You're on an island.
A 2x4 here at Home Depot is like, what, I don't know, $6-$8. I can't imagine what it is to.
And it is so much more expensive. I mean, we poured a bunch of slabs. Boy, you guys, concrete is so expensive down there.
Because all that has to come across.
Yes.
You're kidding.
It's all got to go across. So
not,
it's like,
not only that it has to come across, but imagine mixing 500 bags of concrete by hand with a little mixer.
Is that how it's all?
One to two at a time to dump into your forms to pour the foundation.
You mean there's no concrete plant and giant trucks and pumps to pour everything on an island in Mexico?
I saw one when they were redoing the road 3 years ago.
Okay.
But I can probably guarantee that it went back on a barge for it to get back to the mainland.
Yeah, no doubt.
No. It's done by bags.
Yeah. There's no there's no prime delivery truck pulling up at the lodge because you forgot to, you know, not have enough of this. You gotta be on top of your logistics, and that's a big part
of it.
That's
crazy.
I'll tell you what's crazy is what a good job you guys do, because when you are there, there is no thought of not having that. You just don't know. I mean, it runs so smooth. And probably, you know, probably the things that we don't see, there probably are things that you don't have or want to fix, but we don't know about them, and you got such a good team put into place to figure out and do it. Like, I've been down to the island, I've been blessed to be there and fish with you a lot of times. I can't think of a single scenario where we had anything that made you anything less than perfectly comfortable.
Yeah. You know, and you think about just the craziness of, like, you know, we repaint every year. It's like, you know, the decks and like just getting paint over there, paintbrushes over there. There's just not a Home Depot that you can go to get all of that stuff. Or, you know, plumbing breaks. We have to think about, okay, if plumbing breaks, we need to have this, this, and this in stock ready to go. You know, what happened, you know, propane. We have to have extra propane. Propane's tough to get down there. You know, if propane is on one ship, they're not going to put fuel on that ship.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, okay, you got to make
sure. Fuel's got to be such a priority. Like, how many ships are going that don't have fuel on board?
Right.
Oh,
that's
I didn't think about that. Sure.
So it's like fuel on one ship, propane on a ship. So it's like this barge is going to take this. So now, okay, the next trip we'll send the propane. So stuff like
does
that.
Does that happen all through the season?
All
or is
through
that,
the season.
It does, okay.
All through the season. And, you know, we always want to have that fire pit going, or we want to have some warm meals for you. Everything is done on propane down there. And at times, propane is a premium.
Well, thank goodness for the salt factory or the salt mining.
Salt transport facility,
right,
yeah.
Because that really is what
it drives
us.
Make it possible.
Yeah.
Now, if
it
you have ever us. Seen there's also a boat that comes from Ensenada that will bring, I don't want to say emergency supplies, but helps feed in some of the smaller stuff. And I tell you, I looked at that boat when it was packed, and it was like, wow. Just wow.
It's not a passenger carrying vessel. It's a complete cargo.
Yeah, and it's like that thing is full to the gills.
They packed that thing like a Jenga game.
Yeah.
Tetris wow. Champion. Yeah, yeah, got exactly. That thing on. I got it. I love it. Well, that's the ingenuity, man. That's great.
They do what they
got
to do.
Yeah, no doubt, and they make it happen every time. Well, Dave, appreciate the phone call very much. I'm sure a question that gets to you guys all the time, because I know I hear it, and it seems like it's always the same thing. When's the best time to go? When's the best time to come fishing down there? How do you guys handle that question? It seems like it's all the time, and everybody wants to know what the best, and how do you pick a best out of a place that, I think last year you called us with limits on your very first trip, and you called us with limits on the last one, and it seemed like damn near everything in between was the same. Like, how do you pick?
This is one of probably my most asked questions by, honestly, and I tell people, it's like, well, it's up to you and what you want to fish for. And it's up to you on what kind of weather are you looking for. In June, end of May, June, when we start our trips, the calico bass and the yellowtail are spawning and going crazy. And, we get a lot of big fish then, and we get a lot of fish that are just going, off crazy. And it's like the weather is a little more cool. A lot of guys like that weather a little bit more cool. They would rather have a sweatshirt in the morning and then peel off.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talk about that. Then, come August, it starts getting warmer. You want the weather warmer. Because as far as the fish go, the fish are there year-round.
They really
as
are.
As far as the yellowtail, mm-hmm. the halibut, the white sea bass, black sea bass, calico bass, broomtail, grouper, sheephead, that's all there. But then I tell people, look, if you're looking for a Dorado, you ain't going to be catching it in June.
Yeah.
The weather's got, or the water's got to warm up. Even like end of August, that's the earliest we've ever seen them. But more so mid-September, we see those Dorado, the Wahoo, and the Yellowfin move in. And it's like, and I tell people, look, the Yellowfin, they're not the 100-pounders. They're the footballs up to maybe 30 pounds, maybe 30.
Maybe, yeah.
More like 25, 15 to 25, stuff like that.
But on those days when you catch limits in 15 minutes, it's so cool to have something else like that to go do. And there's just the difference of catching them in a ponga is such a different fun experience. Many of are used to us going down and fishing on the Royal Polaris, and that's the greatest fishing experience there is. It's just so different when it's just you and your captain, your two buds, and small boat, and clickers are going off.
Yeah.
And you're throwing your Colt snipers afterwards.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ballgame in a boat that.
And in a ponga, you're able to get in there. You saw Tommy P in those boiler rocks. He was in those. Right in the thick of it.
Speaking of Tommy P.
Speaking of
his ears were burning. No, he actually sent the text and says, just had to call in when I heard. No, he didn't call. He sent a text. My favorite place to fish calicos in 2024. My partner Kevin and I caught 405 checkerboards. In one day, 405. Calicos.
Let me stop you.
Is he here?
Let me
tell the story.
There's only one person that could tell that story better than that.
All right, Johnny P. Here we go.
Yes, on the call.
Both ears burning at this point.
I was just reading your text, Tommy P. Good morning.
What's up, Tommy?
Well, good morning. I just had to call. I don't know where to start, but the story that Corey was telling, or the text that I sent in, that was in 2024. And one day, Kevin and I, two of us, caught 405 calico in one day. Our 3-day total was 700 and some fish.
Unbelievable.
But last year, Rosie was starting to say, in the boiler rocks, was Wayne and I and Bucky. We had an hour and a half session there that was just absolutely insanely off the hook. I mean, it was.
Well, no,
it
they
was,
were on the
beautiful.
Hook. On the hook.
I mean, we were so close. We were so close to the boiler rocks. I mean, but we were lucky because the kelp was really, really thick in there. And they were busting up in the kelp.
Yeah.
You could have a cane pole there
and
fish and catch them.
Wow.
It's incredible.
That picture of you in the boiler rocks is actually one of my favorite pictures because you were just in the thick of it. And and you know, you see the rocks and you see the calicos and you're up on the bow, and it's just like, I hope you put that in 8x10 glossy in your office or something, because it's such a great picture.
That picture was actually taken by Wayne, and the video that he took that follows it had me up there, I don't know for how many minutes, but it's just, you can see the cast out, you can see the catch, you can see, I mean, it was incredible. So that place, I was hoping you guys wouldn't be, you know, talking a bunch about it, because I don't want that place flooded down. I want to keep this. You know, we got to keep this on the wrap somewhat. Think about it.
There you go. That's funny. Well, that's awesome. Well, I just, like I said, it's like, it was always a pleasure having you down there. And it's just like, I love when, you know, the Let's Talk Hookup crew goes down, because every single one of you guys has such a passion for fishing. And I love that you share that with all of, you know, our customers that go down. And it's like giving them all these great things.
When are you going again, Tommy?
Ricky, Corey, and Pete, thank you for inviting us. We have two trips. We have two trips coming up this summer. So,
and there is a spot open on your trip
all the time. And
on your trip, unfortunately, Bucky had a conflict, so he just had to move back a couple of trips. So there is one spot open on Tommy P's trip.
So it'll be fishing with Tommy P.
It'll be fishing with Tommy P.
No, so yes. if somebody's truly diehard calico hungry.
Yes.
To fish with Tommy would be the way.
It would be.
But here's the thing to remember. The largest yellowtail are usually in the zone with the calico.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Be prepared.
So if you don't want to, you know, like, be as diehard as Tommy with the calicos, you can throw the opposite direction.
Absolutely,
outside.
And get yourself a big old yellowtail.
I promise you, you'd have the 40-pounder.
I think if you fish with Tommy P, he's going to make you sign an NDA, a non-disclosure form, that you cannot talk about where you fished, what you used, and put anything social media out, because he doesn't want anybody down there fishing that place.
I love it.
Well, good stuff, Tommy.
Good job, Tommy.
You guys are the best. Thank you, as always.
Oh, you got it, sweetheart.
That's fun.
Love that.
Well, hey, speaking of biting fish, let's find out what's going on with the catch report, Corey.
Yeah, we've got Marcus from Seaforce Sport Fishing. It's brought to us by Dane Land on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. You can also check out the East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle, also including live bait. Dana Landing is right there, Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, right across from SeaWorld. And ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway in Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is right there on Broadway in Lemon Grove. For all of that, you can check danalanding.com. And good morning, Marcos.
Hey, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Doing good. Stoked to hear from you.
Yeah, great weather. Anxious to hear what's going on down there at Seaforth.
Bonito biting, maybe?
I got to say, about the same as the last time I talked to you guys. I know we missed a few weeks there. I took a little vacation, and then with these 8:30 departures, sometimes, you know, I'll admit I forgot about the show last week when I was busy selling tickets, because we're selling out tickets in February right now, going Bonito fishing on the half day.
Awesome.
This season never really stopped for the half day guys there. It's been spectacular Bonito fishing. They caught limits yesterday, a few calico bass, sand bass, good white fishing in there. And even those days where they don't catch limits, like the white fishing and calico bass, sand bass is pretty good. A little sculpin in the mix. Still off limits on those rockfish. It's going to be, you know, extended a bit this year like last year, but as long as we're catching those Bonito, it's hard to, you know, say that fishing is not great. And, you know, every one of those fish has been caught on an MC swim bait. It's amazing. I don't get it, but they're working. So, you know, check the schedule there.
80 degrees. Flat, calm, and wide open Bonita.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nobody told that fish that it's February.
Exactly.
Yeah, they didn't want to take time off. They just want to jump in the boat and definitely make reservations, because these trips are filling up. It's kind of the typical off-season stuff where it may look like there's 30 spots available, and then the morning of, all of a sudden there's like 3 spots left. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. The half days are up there. Through this month, we're running those 8:30 to 2 departures. That will change back next month. We, on those weekends, we have those tribute trips. They are out there right now. Very good down the coast, Baja Coast trips there, you know, a nice mix of fish on those. We got those trips running pretty much every weekend. Make your reservations right online. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person. I don't think you're going to get a chance to put away your gear this year, so definitely come down, get it tuned up, get your gear, and get out there fishing.
Well said, man. Perfect. I love it. What a great time. What a fun... You can't call it an off season when it's wide open, but either, I don't know what to call it. Extended season. It's pretty
extended
cool, Marcos.
Season,
this is fun. And bonus time.
Like I said, these reports are a little short, but at least they're consistent and they're good.
Yeah, no doubt.
I was going to say, with the rest of the country freezing, like literally below freezing.
Yes.
And here we are, 80 degree weather, just having a great time. And where would you rather be?
Yeah, straight up. Love it. Great job, Marcos.
Nice talking to you guys, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Appreciate it very much, buddy. Yeah, I look forward to talking next week. Good times at Seaforth, man. I love it. And still, you know, more good weather on the horizon.
Know.
You know, sounds like we need to get it in. I would get it in this whole next week. Looks like maybe next weekend we got some adverse weather coming, but another several days of this beautiful weather coming our way. So let's take advantage and go fishing.
Adverse, we get a shot of rain.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Sato Sport Fishing with Rosie and RH. When we return, we've got catch reports, your calls, text them more when we return.
You got
on
it.
Exactly. On the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the giant 16th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th at the OC Fair and Event Center at Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fairgrounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids' trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and stoked to be in the studio just talking a fun place. And I'd like to give a shout out to a buddy if I can, Eugene.
Hey.
Roberts. So he was on the Mi Bella, part of the anglers, what was the War Heroes on Water thing? But he's laid up in the hospital, leukemia.
Oh, man.
He's been in there for 20-some days, and he's got 30-some more days to go.
Okay.
And he's listening to the show. So
right on.
Just
right
a shout-out to
Eugene. Prayers, buddy.
He actually helped me out at the shows, too. So if you saw, you can remember the glasses.
Yeah.
The two guys that look like brothers.
Yeah.
So Eugene is one of those boys. And helped
me
out at the show
we
for
got
20 years.
I love it. Eugene, we'll feel better, bud. Ride it out. You know, you're gonna,
exactly.
Yeah,
you
all
got,
good.
You got this.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He does. And listen to the show. Good morning.
I love it. Well, we got more calico bass to go catch.
Dude, we're talking yellowtail and... Yeah, nothing more to do than talk good times.
That's it. Well, speaking of catching calico bass and talking about it, let's jump back into those phones. I know they're jam-packed. Everybody wants to talk to Rosie while we still got our time with the fan.
And who else would it be other than Reggie?
Reggie
from Camarillo. Good morning, Reggie.
What's up, Reggie?
You know, good morning, guys. Good morning. Ricky, I got a bone to pick with you, man.
Uh-oh.
I mean,
like,
yeah, I mean, like, the first time I heard Rosie on the show, I was all intimidated to do a charter down there. And I you know, I hear all this stuff about, you know, she does this, she does that. And you know what? You're right, my man. And 13 trips later, maybe 14 trips, man, I can't even, like, describe how awesome Rosie is. And I think one of the things I want to talk about is just the personal care they give you. I try to go down there at least 3 times a season now. And just having the same food all the time, it could get a little old. But these guys will legit ask you, what do you want for dinner? And then they will go out and they'll make it happen for you. So it's all the small little touches like that that makes this place a special place. Not to mention, you know, let's talk about the competition that's down there right now. I know it's not a popular topic, but one thing that a lot of people don't talk about is Rosie and them, they have the best charter captains. Like, yeah, the guys that are running those pontoons are the best guys on the island. And I'm sorry to be running on here. This caffeine's kicking in right now. I'm about to work his garage sale here at Seeker. But, man, I just wanted to say, you know, how much I love Rosie, the whole operation down there. And I look forward to get down there 3 more times this season.
And it's good to talk about the competition, Reggie, because I've heard the nightmares. Everything, as you mentioned, everything that Rosie does with Sedro Sport Fishing is included. Like, the only thing not is if you want alcohol.
Right.
Which they will take you down to the local liquor store. You can buy your
get your bottle of rum and cokes after fishing, whatever.
Yeah. But other than that, everything is included. Your fishing license, your
fish processing.
Everything. Yeah. Right? I mean,
on a commercial grade vacuum sealer.
Legit.
Yes. Plus, you know, that's a good thing to bring up is, like, your permits as far as, like, your not only your Mexican fishing license, but we take care of your cross-border express pass. We take care of your visas. You know, we take care of all of that. With any of the other lodges, they do not have that. Okay, they might be going through the cross-border express, but who's guiding you? What if you get held up in customs or immigration? Oh, guess what? Now you have to go outside of the airport to try to find the truck to where the truck is going to take you over.
Stop, Rosie, you're killing me. Exactly. You're making it a nightmare, and it truly could be.
And, you know, you brought it up, and it's a great point, and this happened a couple years ago. A gentleman was going down to go fishing, and he was fishing with the competition, and he couldn't figure out how to get through the airport, and the plane left without him. There was nobody there to help him. Luckily, we had an open seat.
Well, and the guys at the CBX, they know me.
Yeah,
everybody
right.
down, Brianna and Eric, these guys all know me. So they saw the guy standing there. Did he have, like, one fishing rod and it had a little straw hat on?
Yeah,
and
he was obvious where he was going.
Well, I told him, I said, just stay near me.
Yeah.
Well,
and so we got through the airport. We went in and we had a little breakfast with margaritas and fish tacos, shrimp tacos.
Hello.
And he flew down there with us. And his first thing when he got off the plane was like, yeah, you know what? I know who I'm booking with.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the guys at the CBX, it's like, I am there 3 times a week. I work with those people. I consider them coworkers. And when this guy was standing there, you know, Eric said, oh, are you going to Cedros? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, oh, Rosie's outside in the alcove.
From my heart, I can say that everything is so streamlined and beautiful. And I've heard the things, too, about food served at other, or the lack of.
The lack of food.
Because things are so expensive to get on the island. And like Reggie mentioned, and other people will mention that have been there, the food is outstanding.
So good.
Yeah.
It's nothing shy about it. You know what my favorite is?
Is it the pozole?
That too.
Is it the chili relleno?
Oh, that's
I love the chili relleno.
It's when we come back, the appetizer with the
yellowtail
sashimi.
Yes.
Like, it's almost on the verge of, like, a carpaccio style. Like,
so good, isn't it?
Amazing.
I'm torn between welcome dinner, that killer carne asada, unbelievable, best you're going to have dinner, like the welcome in, or I'm a cross between pozole or abondigas. Like those would be my
soup.
I always say, like, the only place I ever go where, like, the soup is your favorite thing from there. Rosie, it's so good.
It is
so
good.
Fun.
And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but you know, last year we added lobster to that steak dinner.
What? Come on.
So
Of course you did.
Of course I did. We have to. So from May to end of October, with your steak, it was steak and lobster on your final night. And guess what? Of course we're doing it again. It was a hit. Everyone came back and said, oh, my gosh, the lobster was fabulous. Thank you so much. Let's just continue to do that. Everyone loved it.
Yeah, where do you guys get the lobsters from?
Jeez,
the ocean.
Yeah, exactly. About 100 yards from where they're cooked at.
Yeah, and what's cool. So nice about that is that's the one thing, obviously, we don't have to get from the mainland.
Yeah, totally.
It is there, and we purchase it in advance.
From the co-op.
From the co-op.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So, yeah, the lobster and abalone co-op, we have a standing order, and they know that every few trips coming in that we need the lobster.
That's awesome.
We have someone that just goes down there and picks them up, so they're the freshest of the fresh.
Cool. Yeah. Well, Reg, you sure appreciate the phone call, buddy, and everything. Have fun, and I look forward to seeing you at the TCS show.
Reggie does do three charters, and I always encourage people that haven't been down there before that if they want to hop on one of Reggie's, if there's a spot, he is such a great charter master and a great group to go with, because if a single guy wants to go, they are so welcoming.
Accommodating,
and they put you in with their fold, and they can put you in with someone that's got the same fishing style that you have.
I want to bring this text up because it follows right in line. It says, good morning, guys. This is a great show. Kenny from El Cajon. I retired last August. My wife and I asked me what I would like to do and to celebrate and mark this event. A trip to Cedros sounds like exactly what I need.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I love yellowtail and calico bass fishing. I have all the equipment you recommend, but I don't have any buddies to go with. How have guys done this in the past coming solo?
Okay, so Kenny, right now I'm going to say there's, and I don't know if you heard this earlier,
just call Rosie.
There's one spot. Yeah. On the Let's Talk Hookup, end of June, beginning of July trip, you can fish with Tommy P, or, you know, we mix things up. But I tell you what, we have plenty trips that you could go on where the single guys or charters, you know, there's like just a bunch of singles that we just take care of it all. Figure out your fishing style.
There's nobody better than Rosie pairing people and putting people together and knowing personalities and fishing styles.
Yeah. And I ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I ask a lot of questions. I take good notes. I mean, if I had my computer here and you could see the notes that I have on each person and what they like or what they don't like.
Sure.
You know, I like Reggie called and he says the food is great. Well, I can tell you that Joey, that fishes with Reggie, I know what his favorite dessert is, and we'll make sure he has it when it's on his trip.
Man, you guys are the best. So the reason why you're the number one in the spot.
There you go.
No doubt about it.
I think Kenny ought to call you for sure.
Kenny, call me.
Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Stadro Sport Fishing. When we return, we'll be on the Let's Talk a Kebab YouTube, Facebook Live. And thank you, Kyle. We'll be right back on that Let's Talk a Kebab.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and Beattie Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure. No obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Search of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?